Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's going on out there, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. You guys already know what the fuck it is, man. We appreciate everybody joining in. I'm here joined, as always, with my bro, Angry Fan 3 Letterman Fellas. What's good?
What's good, what's good? Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out the whole Angry Fan moment.
It's your boy, 3 Letterman, a.k.a. DRB. Let's get it popping. What's good, fellas?
Let's go, let's go. We got a crazy show for you guys today, man. But as always, we start off with these battle wrap-ups that we do here. You guys already know we have some great battles with Leaf. We're going to first start off with the Spit That Heat battle, Gutta versus Riggs. What'd you guys think?
Yo, I still have a winner for that battle. I watched that bitch like 4 times. Who you got? I be going back and forth between Gutta and Riggs. It's 2-1 either way, I got it.
Yeah, I would say 2-1 either way. I actually thought it was a dope-ass battle. And I just want to say shout out to Spit That Heat, Blow. I see you out there, my G.
Yeah.
What I like what they doing over there, before I even get into that battle, fellas, is, you know, we always talk about how URL is branding their own battle rappers.
Uh-huh.
Blow is doing the same thing on the low that no one's really talking about.
Oh, no, I just spoke about that shit in the blog.
Well, not us, not our circle, not me, you, and Timbo circle. I'm just talking about the fans and other people that's in the culture. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't talking about our crew over here. Just that I don't see nobody else besides maybe us trying to you know, push the envelope and see what they're doing out there. And just even to have that conversation, like, Angry Fans Radio, like, yo, Blow, we see you out there. And I like the fact that they're developing the artists out here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't have to depend on just going to get URL battle rappers. And this is actually a dope-ass battle.
Yeah.
Dope battle.
You know what I'm saying?
Dope,
this is like back-to-back battles. The one with John and T-Top was good. And yeah, this is a dope-ass battle right here.
Yo,
I watch
T-Top,
fellas.
One thing to say.
Huh?
I got one thing to say about it. Riggs,
talk about it.
Please, no more defeat lines. I'm begging everybody out there.
Yeah.
No more defeat
lines.
Yeah, the defeat line. Yo, but I'm not going to lie. I second everything that Dre said. That shit was crazy. Shout out to Spit That Heat, though.
Word.
Damn.
Word.
Man.
We got winners,
either way. 2-1 either way. I think
either
I
way,
gave
right?
It, yo, I think I gave – I'm not going to lie. I think I gave it to Gutta first.
Yeah, me too. Gutta first, yeah.
I
like Gutta's third round, son.
But you know what, though? You know what, though? Gutta slipped up, though, right?
Was it the first round he slipped up? It wasn't a third or second, I don't think. Am I right, fellas? It was the first round, right?
I don't even know. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It was a dope battle overall. But
yeah, it was a dope battle overall. I like both of those brothers went in, man.
Huh?
No, I'm saying both those brothers went in, man.
Yeah, them niggas went stupid. I see that Daylight versus KZ the Poet dropped. I mean, versus Chiller dropped too, I think.
Yeah, that dropped today also and shit, though. Is it the C word? Do y'all give it a C word?
Ooh, wait. What, first of all, what do we call what Chilla did at the beginning? What's that? Let's
talk about it, Tim. What you call it? What you call it?
What was that? Man, I mean, can we give it a C word? Because, like, technically it wasn't edited out. It was part of the battle.
Well, I wasn't saying that C word.
No.
I was saying the other
classic
C word.
No, you
said
classic.
Yeah, because I see people... Yeah, I see people saying the C word, the other C word.
No.
What's the battle?
For Daylight and Chiller Caps.
Chiller.
It's up there.
And Captain Timbo, I even had people say this battle's up there with Chiller and JC.
It's up there.
Opinions, please.
Well. I
I'm not
gonna
lie, I didn't get that same Chilla and JC feel.
No.
That's the
thing. Me neither, bro.
Yo, it's rare you get that though, a battle like that. That's not just gonna come.
You know
very
what
often.
You know where you get that? You get that from two people that you just wouldn't think. You go into it and then you just
exactly.
But we know what Daylight can do, we know what Chilla can do. So we hold them to a higher standard than we did Chilla and JC at the time of their battle.
So basically, you're saying
Timbo?
That the expectations are not there then. It didn't exceed expectations, and then when the battle drops off, then we get a classic like JC and Chilla. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. What do you think, Kevin?
But you know what, Timbo? Now that you said that, is it fair that we do it like that? Think about what you just said. So, basically, are we only doing it because we didn't know who JC and Chilla was, really?
That's what I was saying about the expectations. The expectations wasn't high for that battle. You know, everything was all madness now.
I don't know if you can really say fair, but, like, I think that's just how the mind, like, at least my mind works. Like, I've seen
what
Chilla and Jay Legend do.
I see what you're saying, because I didn't expect it either.
Yeah. Like, with JC and Chilla, it's like, holy shit, like, one round in, I'm not even turning this off. Like this is who? Chilla and Jay Legend?
Daylight and Chilla.
I gave it to Daylight 2-1.
I gave it to Daylight, so I actually edged Daylight every round. I got to go back and watch it again, but I had Daylight 1-3 zip. Edging, just edging, and a good battle.
I had Daylight 2-1.
What round that game, Chilla?
I think if my memory serves me right, I think I gave Chilla the first round, I think it was. I think the first round is debatable. And Chilla, yo, I thought Chilla, this is the Chilla that I like and shit. You know what I'm saying? I like this Chilla Jones right here. You know what I'm saying? Because I think he set the bar so high against JC that his battles after that have been okay. You know what I'm saying? Chilla's never going to be whack to me. It's just that he captured that attention span for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And his performance is kind of, you know, it is what it is. But, no, I actually like this battle a lot, man. It's dope. It's real dope. High replay value battle.
Chilla was, like, all split day and third, if he think in the 8 hours, Chilla has shit.
He got some shit, though, man.
Chilla has, but I gave it to Daylight. I gave it to Day 2-1. I think I gave Chilla the first, because I wasn't really feeling that UK shit.
Yeah, that UK shit from
first.
Daylight, that's what I was feeling that first round.
I mean, I got it, the whole Mortal Kombat MK,
okay.
Like, I got the skin. Yeah, I got it, but I think it dragged on a little too far.
Yeah,
I mean, but then again, hey, Chilla did his thing at the first two bars, like, so we can count a little bit off of each, I guess. I don't know, but I gave it to Daylight 2-1. In the room, he got it, too. In the room, I could say
he got it in the room, too?
He got it in the room, too, yeah.
Mm.
He got it in the room, too.
Because Chilla is more of a cam battle rapper. You got to really capture everything Chilla say on cam.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that Loaded Lux thing going on where you got to really, you can't really fight for them.
Is that a good thing?
It's not a bad thing. It's not, because you know why? You can always go back and listen to his rhyme and shit on cam.
But you know what? So it's not good if it's getting judged, though, right?
Wow. That's a good question, Caps.
If you battling for money, let's say he was going to battle for money, should he approach the same way?
Nah, I don't think you should do that, Caps. It's fucked up to tell a nigga, you know, switch your style up if you had judges. But, you know, like 50 Cent, up. You better switch the style up.
Yeah,
so
we say the same thing. Really? We say the same thing with Magic, too. I mean, a lot of his are on cam.
He's on
the
Magic,
the first,
another nigga, too.
I'll be the first to admit, he doesn't usually win in the room.
Yeah.
Straight up.
So,
I get that's a good question, Caps. I mean, what do you do when you know your battle?
So
is
it safe to say you do not bet money on these niggas winning live? If you at the event and you about to make a side bet, you don't bet on these two niggas. They might be too shaky.
I personally don't.
I wouldn't, but I think the crowd also going to play a part where the judges get gassed off. When niggas they can't really it just sounds good, but you can't really decipher what he's saying there live. You can't decipher everything Lux says in the room for niggas if you go, You know, you got to sit there and think, like, yo, put your thinking cap on to certain shit Lux be saying, you know what I mean?
I agree with that, but and you say it too. In the room, would you react something crazy to what, say, a Chilla or Magic says? Or when Hitman is just screaming a crazy gun bar that might not be as crazy as some Chilla or Magic would say, but it's the way he's delivering it. You know, it's just
that's what
right.
It is.
So you're going to react.
Activate you in the room.
Right.
Yeah,
Hitman
so that's
that.
What wins in the room. That's what wins in the room.
Right. Hitman Holler.
Okay.
I think he's a very in the room. He's a very good in the room battler.
Wait a minute. Let's stop bullshitting. In the room, I'm saying, you got 200 on the bet. Who you got live, Chilla Jones or Hitman?
Hitman.
Chill on Hitman? What an awkward matchup.
Hitman.
In the room?
So in the room it's Hitman, but on TV it might be Chiller?
Yeah, it might be that way. Or if a Hitman,
isn't it weird?
You can feel Hitman in the room and on cam, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, but let's be real. Hitman can make it debatable and push it his way with just one crazy round. One round from Hitman.
Yep, with a remix or a dope performance.
With the remix, with something dope can make the whole battle debatable. Not even, he can come with one fire round and two, but they're going to remember that fire round.
And
they're going to go towards it.
Niggas say Hitman don't got bars. Hitman to me has bars. It's just more that less that he's not trying to put words together to sound ill. He just talks to you. You know what I'm saying? And he just talks to you when he battle raps and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that.
Okay.
Stop fronting to come on the show, but that's another story.
Did y'all see them blogs, them Big T blogs, the Daylight blogs?
I saw Quill's, the one about Calico.
I didn't even see that one.
I
saw that one.
Well, he made a blog about Calico?
Yeah, you know, because, you know, they battle and shit in Detroit, and the next round was supposed to be in L.A., and I guess that's the negotiations they had, and that didn't transpire. You know what I'm saying?
The next round? Or they were supposed to continue battling?
Right.
Wow.
Let me ask y'all a question about Daylight. I was thinking about this watching the battle with Chilla Jones.
Uh-huh.
Is he the most popular battle rapper right now? By far, the most popular? Like, I know the guy that's going to be on tonight, he's very popular. But is Daylight, like, surpassed Hitman, all these other veterans, even though Daylight's not really, you know, rookie, you know, new nigga now. Let's be clear. But just to the massive, if you're not in Facebook groups or you're not on Twitter, you ain't really in the culture like that. A lot of niggas just got on a Daylight. But has he surpassed a lot of these niggas now as the most popular?
I don't know if he's past Lux.
Maybe not Lux. But let me ask you a question. Is Quillmania bigger than Beloved right now?
I don't think so because of what You Gonna Get This Work did. I think that You Gonna Get This Work was said by everyone. I mean, everybody. Man, from Drake to Jay-Z fucking tweeted it. Yo, Hov tweeted it. Man, I think people just remember that Loaded Lux, Hov. I don't know, man, but Daylight does the antics. It's tough. I don't know. What do you guys think?
What do you think, Caps?
Say it again.
Do you think Daylight is the most popular battle rapper right now? And is Quillmania bigger than Beloved? Fans-wise, does Daylight have fan base as big as Lux fan base?
That's tough.
I was thinking about this shit today, watching his battle with Chilla.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure.
I don't know, son. I was thinking the same thing today, Timbo. I'm thinking to myself, yo.
That's true.
Yo, Daylight might have a fan base just as big as in Lux, son. Is he main event room? Is he main event now? Can Daylight be booked as a main event?
I think he can.
What was the main event on that card you went to, Timbo, in Cali?
Yo, hold up. You got to think about this. I was on mute the whole fucking time. I didn't even know that shit. The whole time, I'm like, damn, nigga, let me talk. What the fuck,
that's
nigga?
That's what I'm saying.
Yo. Nah, what I'm saying is this. Daylight just started getting crazy this past year, if you really think about it. Yeah, some change. Well, Lux been doing this shit for mad long. Everybody know who Lux is, my nigga.
No, but I'm talking about right now in 2014.
Oh, you talking about 2014?
Right now, like right now, this second, as Angry Fans Radio on a Monday night.
Yo, just the fact that you put that shit out there like that makes it like, damn. You comparing Daylight name to Lux name right now, like, shit.
The fan bases, are they fan bases equal?
Because
they got movements now. They both got movements.
I don't even know, my nigga. I think so. I think it's up there. I don't think he's passing Lux. I can't say that yet, my nigga. I don't think he's passing Lux yet. I don't even think his name is out there more than Clips in them yet.
Daylight?
You think he has more of a fan base than Cliff right now?
I think so, man.
And I got a fan base too.
Hold on. Are we saying fan base or people that know him?
Yeah, what you mean, Timo? Bring that up. Bring that down.
You know, are we saying like people that are fans of him, or people that don't even like Daylight know of him? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, are we talking about people in the hip hop community and battle rap that actually know of Daylight?
I'm talking about battle rap fans, the average battle rap fans that watches battles, blogs about it, be on Facebook, who calls his show, fans that hit us up on Twitter. Do y'all think that Daylight's fan base in 2014 is right there equal to Loaded Lux? Because the reason I'm going into there is if they're equal or equivalent, shouldn't they battle? I know that's what Daylight wants. Would y'all care about that battle, a Daylight versus Loaded Lux?
I would. I would. Absolutely. I'd like to see the bar. Only if Day comes with bars, though.
Yo, we got the guest on, Timbo.
Oh, yo, we got Mr. Sue Surf already on, man. Surf, what's good, man?
Yo, what's good, my nigga? What's going on? How you?
Good,
problem,
man,
sir.
Good. We appreciate you calling in, man. Salute.
No problem.
So what's up, Surf? You got a battle coming up or something?
Yeah, we got T-Rex in Baltimore on June 13th next month.
Oh, shit, that is right.
Arsenal, K-Rock, Shotgun Roller, K-Shine, Mac Myron, Arsenal, K-Rock, yeah, I said that, yeah. But,
Oh, that's what the Baltimore card is. All right, I was wondering what was going on with that.
Surf, how many rounds is it, Surf?
From what I know, everything is one.
It's a one-rounder?
Me and Rick are one-rounders.
How you feel about that? You think it's the same?
Yeah, I mean, you could beat a nigga, period. Like, one round or three rounds, if you out-rapping a nigga, you know what I mean? It's no difference.
I gotcha.
A fight is a fight. That's like saying if we fight three rounds or if we fight one round, if I whoop your ass, I whoop your ass.
I got you. Let me ask you a question, sir. Check it out. On your use, because this is Rex is a name, right? Now, look, in your battles, this Angry Fan, in your battles, I look at it like this. You don't have that many battles, but when you battle, you do battle top names, right? How do you look at it like, I'm good if I win clearly, or do you not mind if you in a dog fight and you lose something?
Anybody that ever followed me interview wise or followed me battle rap wise, niggas always know I said the same thing. Like, battle rap overall, it has nothing to do with winning to me. I mean, it's cool. Like, if a nigga, like, I got a zillion fans that's going to say I won. That's cool. But it's about actually putting together the product for the fan. Like, battle rap is not going to be, if we have a bunch of ass battle rap is going to be shit. Period. And honestly, a nigga trampling somebody gets ass after a while. Like, if another nigga not bringing his shit, you know what I mean? So I would rather have a dog fight, like K-Town versus Two-Surf, K-Town versus X-Factor. Two-Surf versus X-Factor versus 16, like, all them shit is classic. Like, I might have the most classics in battle rap. No funny shit. Like, as far as good back-and-forth war battles, like, nobody does that, you know what I mean? I'd rather fight a nigga that's trying to kill me than somebody I know I could kill.
I got you. See, now, look, I'm going to keep, like, I don't want to seem like, because everybody thinks that I'm a hater for some reason and shit, but there's some battles that I think that, I think you have close battles, but I think that there's battles that you've lost, and I think there's battles you won, like you said, with Sean, with X Factor.
Not to cut you off, I mean, everybody, like, I hear that from everybody. That's why battle rap is opinionated, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I never lost. I got niggas that's in the car with me that feel like I lost to certain people. Like, nobody gonna talk about that. We get paid real well.
Yeah. I got so. But as long as you having a dog fight, that's what it is. I just want to see what your mindset was going on and shit.
If Smack called me to battle fucking Prez Mafia, no, I'm not, because I walk circles around him. If he called me to battle Mook or and you know what I mean, one of them, like, somebody would have wished with a fight, then yeah, I'm going to do it. Like, I'd have turned that, I'd probably be $100,000 more richer if I took every battle that I got offered.
Wow.
You're not even
going to
waste your time. Go ahead, Three.
No, sir. What's good, Steve Little, man? What's good, man? Yo.
I'm listening.
Let's get down to this. When are you and T-Rock going down, brother?
Me and T-Rock?
Yeah, that got to happen.
Whenever they pay me. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I told T-Rock the same thing. When I felt like T-Rock wasn't ready, when I felt like he was a best monster type of nigga, I told him no. You know what I mean? And I told, we're going to go to the right up there. I told him no. And then, I believe it was T-Rock versus Rick Dollar. I said, if you 3-0 him, I'll battle you. That then Rick got, and he beat Rick, but Rick got like one round off. And he
yeah,
didn't. You know what I mean? And then, exactly. And then T-Rock, and I told him, man, I had that conversation with Ask T-Rock, and that's why he didn't get the battle when he had asked. I said, if you 3-0 him right now, we'll battle. I was on the stage for that. And he never did it, but then he got on a little roll, and I mean, I appreciate what he's doing now, you know what I mean? As of right now, he's killing. So would I battle him now? Yeah, you could beat that, but they're going to pay me top dollar.
That would be a dog fight, sir.
Oh, yeah. I'm no problem with that. I've been in plenty of them.
Got you.
Yo, Surf, what's going on, man? This is Timbo. I got a quick question, man. What's been your toughest battle so far? If you can think back, what was the hardest dog fight?
My toughest battle got to be 15 just because of everything else. My toughest battle got to be Big T just because of everything else that was going on around it. You know what I mean? Like, I got out there,
yeah.
And everybody know I put a situation. There was a lot going on, you know what I mean? And everybody know I bailed out and then still battled him. You know what I mean? I was the only Jersey nigga left in Detroit when I battled Big T. You know what I mean? We like a different venue, small spot. I was there by myself. I mean, not that, like, I'm comfortable. I went to Detroit by myself. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's not really about the comfortability level, but it's just the way everything turns out. You know what I mean? And trying to actually keep the battle on my mind and being focused. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it'll be big, on top of Big T being a fucking animal. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm not gonna take that from Big T because he's crazy. You know what I mean? So everything that was going on plus Big T.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, sir, I gotta say something, sir. You, Daylight, and maybe Loaded Lux to me. Three most popular battle rappers, and when I say that, I mean just outside of battle rap. I'll even go farther and say you got a movement going on. I know when you drop your tapes, niggas on Twitter go fucking bananas. Is it hard to actually balance the tapes that you had, House of Virginias, and your battle rap? Is it hard for you or not? Is this easy?
Hell yeah, actually. I mean, I'm gonna say it's not hard because I try not to balance it. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm focused on battle, I'm focused on battle. When I'm actually focused on my tape, I'm focused on my tape. You know what I mean? Like, I won't, you know what I mean? Like, shit, I won't, and vice versa. You know what I mean? So that's how that go. But, nah, it's a little complicated. I mean, it get complicated because there's a lot of rap. And this shit got to be new. This shit got to be creative. It got to be X, Y, and Z, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, see, that's why I salute you, because if, let's say, battle rap stops tomorrow, you have a crutch to lean on, which is your music, and you already have niggas that fuck with you out here. I see that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, he's one of the two battle rappers that can make good music.
I think that's my biggest thing. Like, I don't take nothing from battle rap, but that's actually my focus. My focus is my music. You know what I mean? Like, that's like battle rap, and I feel like with any other rapper too. I mean, don't get me wrong, because some of these niggas have no feature outside of battle rap, and that's just the way it is. You know what I mean? But I feel like battle rap is a platform, and it actually might be one of the biggest platforms right now in hip hop to do other stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what happened for me. I was put on a battle, like, Smack Stage is huge. You know what I mean? I was put on that stage, and just so happened I could also make music, and I also had a following and shit like that, so it just kind of piggybacked one off the other, you know what I mean? But it was exactly what I needed.
You and Shug, I think, make dope music. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Y'all two, I fuck with Shock and Shug. Heavy. That's my nigga right there with the music, you know? Shout out to Shug.
Shout out to the homie Shug. I like Shug music, too. You know what I mean? Like, Shug definitely got good music.
I was gonna say, we had Joe Budden up here a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about
that's funny. Joe literally just walked across the street.
Oh, where?
Yeah,
he was just going there and shit a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about when you battled Cal and how he was working on music and all that at the same time.
Yeah, exactly like that. Like, I mean, Cal and Conceited. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cal and Connor was working on tapes at the time. Me and Joe was. Hold on. Hello.
Cal and Connor was
working on the tape. I was actually on tour while I was getting ready for Cynthia. You know what I mean? So I'm not trying to say that to take nothing, you know what I mean, from the battler or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? But I'm not saying that to take nothing from the battler, but at the time I was on tour for Khan, you know what I mean? But I feel like me and Khan turned out good.
Yeah, that was a dope battle. Don't kill me. I had Khan edging it, but that was a dope ass battle, I thought. That was actually a dope, back and forth stuff.
Yo, Surf, I got a quick question for you. You recently got locked. Were you writing while you were down? Were you preparing for any type of battle? Or were you
it's a black guy in the yard. Hold on 1 second. The black guy here.
Go ahead. Yo, Surf.
Hold on. How you doing? I'm on an interview. I'm on a radio interview. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you sure?
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Yo.
Because I'm trying to say hi and get us in here while doing this. Hello?
Yeah.
Bob, yo.
Bob, Rodney, Weave. Hello?
Yeah.
Yo.
I'm sorry.
Yo, you good?
Joe House and shit. There's a million people.
You good?
Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to fuck T-Rex up. I need Hitman Holla at some of the... I'm sorry, I was trying to host at the same time. I'm going to fuck Hitman Holla up very soon, too. If I have a problem, I have a problem with Hitman Holla. And there's a few niggas on my... Actually, on my... Rex is one round. We got to do it again. I need Rex 3. I'm going to kill Holla. I'm going to kill Mook. And I'm going to kill T-Rock. And I'm cool with that.
You going to kill Mook?
Yeah. Mook has to go. I feel like Mook is stepping around... Everything besides like Mook and Lux is supposed to happen, but it's not something that will belittle Mook or make Mook look how he's supposed to look because it's Mook versus Lux. It's just something that is inevitable. But Mook will not battle somebody from this generation. You know what I mean? Because it's two different styles. It's not what it used to be, and Mook knows that, and he stays away from that. Me and Mook was supposed to go a long time ago.
What's your take on Redoubs and John John? Sir,
John John's supposed to kill him. He should kill him. If Reed wins, it's off pure adrenaline. Like, it's just literally just everybody's happy to see him back, and he's just antsy. You know what I mean? And niggas just going berserk. But as far as the way it's supposed to go, he's supposed to kill him. It's just
so
like,
if Reed
like
beats him, if Reed beats him, would you battle him?
Yeah, I battle. If Reed beats John John, I definitely kill Reed.
You kill Reed, you think?
This is not 2005. This is not 2005. You have to put that shit together so different now. You got schemes and you got all types of shit. Triple entendres and double entendres and letter fours and all this shit. Reed don't got none of that in his goddamn arsenal. Like, let's be like, I mean, we sit back and we talk about Reed was just. Reed, I take nothing from Reed. Was he one of the first ones doing it? Yes. But Reed is just that. Reed is famous for anybody that knows battle rap and understands hip hop and underground. Reed is famous for being the young nigga that was the youngest at the time of his time. He was a 16-year-old, you know what I mean? 16, 17, niggas grabbing him by the neck and he just rapping real hard and real gutter. But as far as wordplay, lyricism, and like I said, double entendres and triple entendres and all that extra slick, witty shit. Reed ain't about to say nothing that's going to go over your head. He's not going to say nothing that's too crazy. You know what I mean? Nothing like that. Hell yeah. Honestly, my top five, everybody, every top-tier battle rapper in URL should beat Reed. No problem.
You think you got to have the wordplay and the schemes in order to win in this generation, in this time now?
Hell yes. There's no way you can't, like, I mean, we don't got all the time in the world to sit down and break down his bars, but yes, it's not just 1, 2, 3, 4 no more. Like, I mean, even as far as regular rap, like, what back then, like, how they used to rap, it don't go now. It's way more lyrical. Like, there's no way. Reed doesn't beat Big T. Reed doesn't beat Rex. He doesn't beat Sue Surf. He doesn't beat Hitman. He doesn't beat fucking, he shouldn't beat John John. He should, like, it's a lot of no. He shouldn't beat A-Verb. None of them niggas. No, hell no.
Damn.
I think, I don't know, man. I got to see Reed in action versus
that's
John.
Like, let's be.
It's going to be a 3-0, a body?
No. He can't beat John just because it's Reed Dollis has to get around. Like, he's going to get around.
Yeah.
I don't even see John having full three fully equipped rounds, and that would be more so a reason why Reed didn't get three. You know what I mean? But the right top 10 nigga, a smoker's boy, I just don't see it. Like, I really can't, because one, he's not the gadgety, you know what I mean, like bring a prop type of nigga. That's first and foremost. You know what I mean? And then, like, I just don't see Reed coming in here and just awing me. Like what can he say? Like, what can he really say that's going to awe us? You know what I mean? Like, a legend already came back with the Lux situation. But you know what I mean? So you damn near got to be better than Lux to you for you to ooh and ah us. Like, you know what I mean? And I honestly don't know. I mean, I don't want to say too much because niggas might think it's hate. You know what I mean? So I really just, like, I even said it when Lux was coming back. I have to see the transition. Because it's a different time now. It's not one camera standing in between y'all and the one camera just looking back and forth, your versus mine. Now we got four or five cameras on stage. There's 3,000 motherfuckers in here. You got to say this. You got to stop. Let the crowd catch it. You know what I mean? Some part, like, it's not. It's a whole different. This shit is totally different. Like, Battle Rap in 2014 is nothing like 07. Like, it's 06, 05, 2000. Hell no.
Damn, when you break it down like that, it's just like, damn.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't see Reed. I gotta see Reed put in work. Like, I gotta see put in work before I say he can beat John. That's why I say John 2-1.
Nobody really understand. Like, nobody don't understand. I think a lot of these niggas don't understand, like, how more complicated battle rap got, and it's because niggas doing it so well and so much that niggas think it's easy, but it's not. You gotta understand there's a million battle rappers out there. So, like, the odds of you actually being creative, thinking of some new shit, punchlines that everybody, like, okay, Donald Sterling, Solange with Jay-Z in that elevator, shit like that is all stuff that all of us are thinking about. Who's going to take a step outside the box? You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened right now. You figure, all right, cool, I'm on a card with 12 other niggas, six battles, 12 other niggas. We all have to be totally different. That's not that easy. What the fuck is Reed about to come say that John's not going to say, that Rex ain't going to say, that Cortez ain't going to say, that fucking whoever else on that card ain't going to say? Shit, Jazz the Rapper should give him a run for his money. The way battle rap set up right now, like, you know what I mean? Like, niggas is punching back. So you got niggas that, and then all these different styles, you got niggas that punch back to back to back. So you got a nigga that just make your words look so small, like Chilla, with these long, drawn-out schemes, but they be so put together. Like, is Reed really about to take you through a whole house like Charlie Clips? Is he really about to give you some sound effects like Big T, or slide up on you like a dancer like Hitman? Like, these niggas are really put together. Like, our top tier is really put together. I just don't see Reed coming in and being a force like that. I don't see it. That's
true. But, sir, talk about top tiers, my niggas. Three-letter man again. Talk about top tiers.
Okay.
Do y'all think that some of your counterparts have gotten lazy, or because they made mad money, they got money in their pocket now, that the love for the culture, like it was when back in 09, before Smack grew to bed, when niggas was hungry? I think a lot of niggas are not hungry no more. They just battle for a check. I ain't mad at niggas getting any money.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Now, let's listen. Okay, now, I feel like you answered that question yourself. Let's just be realistically real about what you just said. If you're starving, if I bring you in my house and you're starving, and I put five plates in front of you, and I let you eat, are you still going to be as hungry as you were when you walked in that house?
Most definitely
impossible.
Not, no. Right.
Impossible. There's nothing you can do about that or your stomach. There's nothing, like, you're full. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, some of these niggas are just bullshit. You walking in without a third as a top tier is outrageous. It's a thin line between that. But I crave, like, the numbers start, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just hard to stay as hungry. You know what I mean? Like, I think it goes from – I don't know the word I'm looking for, but I feel like the hunger is supposed to switch to maybe veteranism or just know-how or something, but it isn't hunger anymore. It can't be hungry because I'm not hungry. I'm getting 10K a battle.
Yeah.
So before,
damn,
I wanted to kill a nigga to kill a nigga. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to kill a nigga to get mine, you know what I mean? But now niggas know it's hard. You know what I mean? Like, KD isn't scoring 35 because he's hungry right now. He's been the leading scorer in the league for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
He can't be scoring right now because he's hungry. He's scoring because that's what he do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, it's just a trend. Like, you can't really expect the top 10 nigga to be as hungry. You got to give him, in the same sense,
How, why look at the battle rappers? Why not look at the company or the companies? Give us a reason to be hungry. Oh, now the winner gets an extra $5,000 or the winner gets yada, yada. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of what people say, we made battle rap what it is. You know what I mean? Like, if you take if you the Hitman Hollers, the Calicos, the Sue Surfs, the Big T, when battle rap started getting noticed, it was around that Midwest Massacre card when Sackett was out in St. Louis. Then they came back to New York. Me and Young Ill was on the card. That's when all of us got made. We was the best class to ever come into battle rap. That's when all the celebrities start coming to the battles. And some of the, so we put it there already. Like, we got it to where it's at. You know what I mean? So it got to be a one-hand wash. The other shit, we got the you take the millions of views that the last 8-9 niggas I named gave you, and where's battle rap really at?
I feel what you're saying, sir, but some niggas, let's be real, a lot of fuckery's going on with the top 10 niggas. Like you said, like since, all right, prime example, Lux got the 40K.
I've been waiting, not to cut you off, I honestly been waiting to get on an interview to talk about this top tier fuckery shit.
Let's talk about a lot of fuckery.
If you want to talk about fuckery.
Yo, I just feel like.
Listen, let's think about it. If I'm going to speak in drug terms because, you know what I mean, stuff that – let's just think about it. If I got you on my – and because I want you to understand what I'm saying. If I got you on my block, right, if I got you on my block selling drugs to me, right, and you move them drugs faster than anybody ever, you move 100 packs in a week, right, and then it's time for us to celebrate because we did so well, and I go and fly the next little nigga to Puerto Rico with us to have a ball and you're not there, how would you feel? You would feel some type of way. One. Now, let's take something like BTUSF, for example. Okay. None of these battle rappers that's been on TV on the USF so far have done anything for the battle rap culture. This isn't Hitman Holler. This isn't Hollow the Don. This isn't Sue Surf. This isn't. None of these niggas did anything for the culture. And you know why they're there? Because they didn't want to pay us. Now listen. You short clipping your workers. All your ball games, all your jerseys, stick my face, that's all us. We made this shit what it is. On top of the fact that BT's ratings would be through the roof if it was Hitman versus X, Y, and Z or T-Rex versus X, Y, and Z. But you got these no-name niggas that didn't have to do nothing and take the back end of our work. So why
the back end, though, sir, I think they grinding more than y'all, though, brother. Like, they have to start. Their grind is worse than y'all.
You saying that is a total disrespect.
No, my nigga, I'm not saying, hold on, sir. I'm not saying disrespectful. I'm saying this. They're going to be stuck in a PG criteria for a long time.
Listen to what I'm saying. Grinding work, thugging out more than us, it's impossible, my nigga. It's impossible. Them niggas is on TV, my nigga. That's spoon-fed. Them niggas is fighting for $10,000, my nigga. We wasn't getting no battles, my nigga. It wasn't no security guards when I battled Young Ill. It was a nigga standing behind me with a Mac around his neck, my nigga. I'm in here. We in here. Me and my judges, it was no security guards when I battled Young Ill. Like, this shit is Hollywood now. It's impossible for anybody to even push their mouth up and say them little niggas. You got to think about it. All these Wusas and Wusa, I said that against K-Shine. All these little niggas is clones. These little niggas, all they doing right now is, listen, I'm going to tell you how it goes. They're doing right now is URL is cleaning its look up to be mainstream. They're taking the others, using them instead of the niggas that they actually put the groundwork in. Like, I'm not going to sit here and calculate Calico, Sue Surf, Hitman Holler, DNA, Big T, T-Rex. I'm not about to calculate all our views as to what these niggas are watching. Because if you want to put somebody on URL or you want to put somebody up to date with battle rap, you press Mafia. You're not turning on Ill Will. You're not turning on Snow. You're going back to that old shit.
Sue Surf. True, Tom. I agree with that.
Hitman Holler versus Cortez. Like, let's be real. The top 10 niggas that niggas downplay so much is the niggas that made this shit. So for you to go make a card and say bars over names and shit, like, let's be for real. We started this bar shit. Like, niggas ain't just start having bars. Niggas ain't just start scheming. And we did. That's us. That's us. It's a total disrespect to the top tier. The way niggas talk right now with battle rap is a total disrespect. But it only shows you that out with the old. And that's how people are. That's the way life is. You know what I mean? Niggas fail to forget. You know what I mean? Like Hitman Hollers, and this nigga 12, 15, 20,000 views in. These niggas ain't cracking 100,000 views. But let's be real. Are people watching them? Yes. But why are they watching them? Because of what we made battle rap out to be. People are looking for that itch that they got from our shit.
Not I agree with that. Yes, most definitely.
How many classic battles can you name without naming a top 10 nigga in the last year? My nigga,
I thought Danny Myers and Ramitti was a classic.
Ooh, how many views it got?
I'm not going off views, though, Surf, man. You can't do that because you know what? Mook and Solomon got views, and that battle is whack, my nigga.
But you're missing my point. The reason, I'm not saying we have to go off views because I hate when niggas, at some point, I didn't want to go off of views. But what I'm saying is, when you look at the views, that's called traffic. The reason the traffic is going in this direction is because of, you know what I'm saying? So the views is why people are watching this at all. I'm not talking about the content of the battle. Why are people watching these battles? They're watching these battles because of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Now, if they're watching the other people's battles, cool. I'm not taking nothing from the content. There's a lot of great battle rappers out here. But what I'm saying is they pissed on the top-tier nigga's name to make battle rap look like something that it wouldn't be without them.
Yeah, but sir, if you got to look at shit like when Calico battled DNA out, he didn't care. He just did it for the money. Like, they're saying that y'all niggas want so much more bread now, and they keep saying you got to think about how much money it's going to cost. When you're booking a nigga who's, you know what I'm saying, also, one nigga's going to want $10,000, one nigga's going to want $20,000. That's what they're
coming when you talk about that, you also got grown men that know how to count pretty damn well. Now, when I walk into an event, and I know this event holds 2,000 motherfuckers, and y'all paying $100 a ticket, and then $200 for VIP, and then blah, 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 you damn right I want mine. You damn right I want mine, especially with half these motherfuckers in here. When I walk to the front of the stage, they say jersey, or half these motherfuckers got on shot shirts. What do you mean? It only makes sense. Derrick Rose got one of the number one selling jerseys in fucking Chicago. Why is that man not getting paid the way he's supposed to get paid? Because you tell me, if you want to keep it real, battle rap would be in a whole nother stratosphere right now if from the beginning Smack or URL or whoever would have just signed everybody. They let us do our own thing. So now I'm a free agent. You damn right if a nigga from fucking Denver offer me $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for, I'm going. Yes.
So, sir, is it safe to say that you took offense to Smack's blogging?
A full offense. Especially when you got a nigga, you know what I mean, like niggas like Sue Surf, where you take like the Armageddon card. Whatever happened to that Armageddon, it got fucked up. I left, went back to New Jersey. These niggas called me. I left, turned around, came back to New York, battled Con. I went to Detroit, got locked up, still battled Big Key that night. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Like, nigga, there's a lot of battle rappers that don't got nothing to do with that. Okay, cool. Like, let's be real. How many battles can we name that is like niggas just lacking? Even there's a difference from you not liking somebody's shit and a nigga just clearly didn't show up. You know what I mean? Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
How many battles can we name where niggas just didn't show up? I wouldn't be able to say. You can't really name eight. Like, all right, Hitman's last round versus Khan, Calico DNA, Calico against DNA. How many we really going to name, my nigga? They time and time again disrespect the niggas that made this shit. That's it, period. That's it, my nigga. That's it. And I take nothing from Smack. Smack is big bro. My aunt raised Smack. I love him to death. But let's be for real. If Smack get a cold and can't stand on that stage, we still going to watch Super Surfer get him. If Hitman get a cold and can't be there, we ain't watching that shit.
I don't really think you fall into that category now that I really think about it. The people that I would name, or you wouldn't be one of the people I would want to name, I don't think. With Drew 3?
Nah, Surf is not one of
the people. I don't even think Surf falls into that category now that I really think about it.
But see, this is the thing, Surf.
I'm saying because you're on the air.
This is the thing, Surf, hold on. This is the thing that we talk about here on Angry Fans Radio. Do you think, as a veteran, that it needs to go down at some particular time, the veterans against the PGs, so we could just shut this whole shit the fuck up?
I mean, we could do it. That'd be great. But I don't think it'd be the answer of what necessarily what we're looking for, like, as far as, like, sleeping and all that. But would it be a good little, you know what I mean, a good matchup? Yeah, it'd be dope. I mean, it'd be dope. I don't think it'd solve anything, though.
How can it be solved,
I don't necessarily think it'd solve anything.
I mean, it's too late for what?
Like, what exactly is the question here?
Because the problem is, well, I don't think it's a problem, but I guess
I guess basically from all the blogs, it's looking like y'all are the free agents, so all of y'all going everywhere and getting money. So now it's looking like URL, because I know you fuck UW too. URL is looking at the young boys now, so now what's going to happen? That's just that.
Yeah, but that's like, I feel like at the same time, you also still need growth. You still need stars. How long can, you know what I mean, how long can we be the new guys? So you need a new class. So I understand what
exactly.
They do there. I understand what they're doing when they don't. I get it. I understand what they're doing when they're implementing new talent and new people and stuff like that, but don't kick acting while you're doing it. Not necessarily even saying me.
Right.
You know what I mean? But don't kick niggas back in while you're doing that. That's not what you do. You know what I mean? Don't bars over the names. We're going to go bars over names. We're going to go bars over names and fuck the top tier, and that's how we going to, like, no. Bars over names, that's impossible. That's what we is. We are that.
Mm.
Like, you know what
and,
I mean?
Sir,
like,
if we talked about that. We've talked about that on the show, the three of us, saying that, you know what, Smack Blog might have been kind of intense, because once you say that, it starts making the top 10 niggas that's been here since the early days before you had the bid. You know what I'm saying? Feel some kind of way.
That's what I'm saying. Who could, like, what are you really about to say to a, like, I don't even if you don't like a Hitman Holler, like, let's be, what are you about to say to some of these niggas? Like, Sue Surf, the first nigga to ever get a million views in Webster Hall. You know what I mean? Like, shit like this. These things matter. These things people let go under the rug. You know what I mean? Like, when we went to West, I'm the first million view, whether people want to keep it on their resume or think about it or
you
know.
And Sean,
I mean, like,
yeah.
Yeah, Sue Surfer, Kayshawn was the first. You know what I mean? Like, Hitman Holland and Verb, that's 3 million. Like, these niggas put in a lot of work for this brand, regardless of what you want to say. So for you to go, like, I don't give a, like, that's outrageous. You can't make a blog saying that. You can't. Because majority of this business, URL's company is 99% rap. That's it. That's 99% rap. It does nothing else. It's about rap. How do we talk about, how do we down the workers? You don't do that. You don't down the workers. You can't down the workers, period. You can't. And that'll make a nigga want to charge more. Oh, now, since you don't need me, now when you call me, I'm going to double up.
But, sir, would you agree that Gnome 3 didn't really live up to the hype as a battle rap fan? All those classic battles, that was like a WrestleMania matchup. On paper, Gnome 3 was hard. It just didn't seem like all the battles.
Remind me again. What was
U Hollow. It was, fellas. Diz and Rex, right?
Diz, Rex.
Irwin and Tay Rock.
That was a great car. I don't feel like it was like one of the best cars put together, but I mean, I feel like it was a great car. Like, for you to even, if I was to tell you, it's no way possible you could put together, if I told you, give me a card that would bring 1,000 people in a room, it would be impossible for you to say it without adding a top 10 nigga, bro.
Period. I agree with that.
Period, my life. So let's be like, so what's really bringing the bacon in? But it's like, for niggas to even, like, what's bringing the bacon in? What? It can't be these new niggas. It can't be these.
But is it more the bacon or the craft, though?
They get what is bringing, what you can talk about everything. What's bringing the following? What's bringing in the money? What's bringing in everything? Like, let's be real.
But you know what it is, sir? It's not the fact that he's not saying fuck you niggas. It's the fact that some of you niggas, some of the top tier was slacking off, my nigga.
Word.
And the good battles were coming from the PGs. They were stepping up, giving us good battles. That's why all this shit really started, my nigga. It wasn't even because it was on some dress try to save money, like, my nigga. Like, niggas was getting booed at the... Y'all was getting booed and shit, my nigga.
That's the thing. You know what it is? That's why I'm not going to lie. I turned out about 12 battle rap interviews. That's the thing that battle rap fans and people that follow battle rap don't understand. You know what I mean? It's always about the money. It's never about nothing like you. I think about if we could cut down on putting the money out and getting more back, that's what we're going to do. So if I only got to pay this little nigga $500... If I got to put one of them $1,000 and one of them, yeah, you damn right I'm going to not put X, Y, and Z on this car or not put, yeah, that's what they're going to do. That means it's always, don't let nobody tell you about the money, bro. It's always about the money, bro. It's always about, like, and that's the thing I think battle rap fans don't understand. It goes way deeper than just what you see as far as when you clicking on your camera. Hell yeah, it goes way deeper than that. Hell yeah, go way deeper than that, man. So when you click on your camera.
I did what you're saying, but as fans, you know what I'm saying, you got to understand, like, we be clicking on to actually watch good battles. That's all. So, like you said, we don't understand that part, you know what I'm saying, but I guess that all we want, really, out of this shit is the battles. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know about the behind the scenes shit and none of that shit.
Exactly, and that's that part right there. Like that's, I mean, I can't speak on that because from what I know, you know what I mean? I feel like every Sue Surf fan is usually satisfied. Like even if a nigga say I lost or a nigga say like Sue Surf always comes and do what Sue Surf does. I mean, I really feel like I've had one bad battle in my career, which was
Charlie Clips.
I don't even feel like Charlie Clips was a bad, like, Charlie Clips was nothing but me being surfed, being, like, just being 24 and just shitting and giggling, running around with my niggas and not being focused. I don't even feel like that was a bad battle. I still had bars. My rounds were short. That's not a bad battle to me. You know what I mean? Because it ain't like he didn't get punched at all. He just played better. I mean, and then how many times is LeBron really going to have 15 points? He's not going to have it two nights back-to-back. You know, my worst battle was DNA. Other than that, I've had a great resume. I think I might be averaging, like, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I click on the other little, like, some little blog sites that keep up the, I mean, I'm averaging, like, you got niggas averaging a million views. I'm not saying that in my point. I see, that's when people hear views, they automatically think that it's a nigga big on views or something like that. I'm not saying that in our defense. I'm saying that as far as what we bring into the table because it's URL. You know what I mean? Like so when I perform for the business or whatever the case may be, the only thing that's good for me is the fuck the views. The only thing that's good for me is that money. So all them views I left behind for the business so you can't knock these niggas is getting 1.5, 2, yada yada, and then you got some new niggas that's basically just that's the little Jay-Z said it, the little nigga that's sitting home eating Cheerios watching me and then he come out and be you got these little niggas watching us and then they come out and y'all go and jump on like y'all find the superstars. Like, come on, let's be for real. I could name about five or six cops that's literally oh that's such and such. Come on. You know what I mean? Like these niggas ain't doing nothing different. Let's be for real. How many different ways can you slow it down or put it in subtitles or I'm a revamp? Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah, that style right there, Surf, that spelling out the word shit, we tired of that shit.
I feel like, I mean, like, you know, so you know. But, like, as far as, like, the where battle rap is as a whole right now, I love it. You know what I mean? That's why I said I could sit down, I could talk about the cons about battle rap, but I could talk about the pros, too, you know what I mean? Where that is a whole with, you know, Joe about to battle Hollow and us being on TV, because I still... Shit, I'm a URL. Anybody know I'm URL to death. You know what I mean? Like, I don't battle other leagues, blah, blah, blah. I did UW because it was family. You know what I mean? I don't battle other leagues. I don't crossbreed. None of that shit. I'm URL. I'm a URL nigga. So will I talk shit about URL? Hell yeah, because I ain't going nowhere else, though. So I feel like if anybody could talk shit about URL, it's me. Because I done did so much and Beasley no, Smack no, yada, yada. But where we are as a whole right now, great on TV. You know what I mean? You got all these different athletes coming to the event and all these people, like, actually following the culture. So the culture is where it's supposed to be, but I just think it's a lot of fuckery going on.
Who's winning? Joey Hollow, Surf.
Who wins that?
Joey Hollow, yeah.
I'm not, now, I'm going to be 100% honest. I was all the way Joe. I was all the way Joe. If you asked me that question probably about 3-4 weeks ago, I'd probably say Joe, period. You know what I mean? But then, like, you know, I just been sitting down and I'm just thinking about battle rap and I'm studying, I'm watching everything, you know what I mean? Me and Joe, we fuck around and shit like that, and it might not be that easy for him either. You know what I mean? It might not be, because like I said, again, we need performance, we need aggression, we need this, we need that, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you're not just rapping in the nigga face. This isn't back in 99, it's your 16 versus my 16. It's not that. You know what I mean? So.
You spar with Joey?
Yeah, that's all we do. He right in the back somewhere.
Y'all spar together? That's what Caps are saying. Y'all spar?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
That's the stuff right there.
Yo, Surf.
Shout out to Slaughter. Yep.
Surf, real quick, were you contacted and approached for Total Slaughter?
I'm not the bragging. I was the first person called.
And was that?
I'm not even a bragging. I said no.
Really?
Wow.
Why?
Excuse me.
Why did you say no to the offer?
I said I shout out to Total Slaughter, shout out to Paul Rosenberg, Slaughterhouse, Joe, like all of them. They literally in the backyard right now at this cookout. But as far as Sue Surf, I just feel like I don't want to be put in the house to compete for something that I'm not. I feel like you don't put me in. I don't want to be in a competition for something that that's basically already known. You know what I mean? Like you're not about to fuck up my brand and one of you silly niggas say hello. Like, not silly niggas, because Slaughterhouse was actually the judges. So you're not about to fuck up my brand and one of y'all say I lost by somebody else's opinion. That's one. And then you're not going to sit me in the house and make me fight for an invisible title. We've been battling.
Is that exposure for you, though, Surf?
Where? Anybody?
On TV, though. The people that might not know Sue Surf like that.
Now listen what I'm saying. Anybody that follows this, it's who follows this already. So anybody that's going to click on this is somebody that's in tune with battle rap. If they don't know Sue Surf already, and I'm not saying that for me, but I'm saying anybody in general. You know what I mean? So like let's say when these internet series drop, right, because they're going to be internet series. So when they drop, the people that's going to follow this are people that follow battle rap. How do you follow battle rap and not, you know what I mean? So I'm not, that's the thing. I'm not taking nothing from it, but I don't think it would have done as much for me with as much energy as it would have exerted, if you understand what I'm saying. And it's not even necessarily my own shit. Like I said, it's just people that know you already. You know what I mean? It's like me going to, let's say I go bad in a small league in fucking Wyoming and I get 500,000 views. Them 500,000 views could fit inside of the 2.5 million views that I get on URL. If you understand what I'm saying. So now I look at it like, okay, you're going to shoot this series in the house and people going to watch. The only people that's going to be interested in this are the people that normally fans of Sue Surf, T-Rex, Arsenal, Daylight, and I come across, and all these people know of Sue Surf already.
Yeah, I see what you're saying now.
You know what I mean? And so, for me now, if you were to ask another battle rapper, you know what I mean? Let's say an up-and-coming battle rapper with not as much exposure, or in another situation, period, it might be a different look for them. It might have been a better look for them, but I don't feel like it would have done for me what people think, you know what I mean, what people would assume. But, nah, so, yeah, turn it down, you know. I mean, on top of having to get ready for music, like get ready for tour and getting these tapes done and stuff like that, I got a lot of other things. That's another reason why I don't battle as much as other people. A nigga might need that 1,500 or that 2,000 from that small league. You know what I mean? Right. So I'll take my big chunks and in between feature shows, bookings, tour, and then I get back on. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Surf, can you explain this to the people out here? Because I have a lot of people asking me this question. The Earn Ash line. Can you explain that line? The Earn Ash line.
People take earn and ash. So it's like, so you're taking the whole thing. Earn and ash is not Nash. No, earn and ash is not Nash. Duh. But I said earn and ash. Like two things. Earn and ash. If you take in ash, that's Nash. It's really tough. I feel like it was nothing. Earn and ash was nothing but, like, that bar was nothing but Charlie Clips, because that's the way battle rap goes. If a battle rapper with some type of clout takes something and put light on it, it's, you know what I mean? He made it funny. But when you actually, like, it makes total sense. I've never said nothing that was stupid. Or, like, I wouldn't think of it, and, like, it doesn't make sense, I would put it. Earn, I'm thinking more earn and ash. You know what I mean? When I said the bar, I'm thinking more earn and ash. They said whatever they said. And then I went back and I said earn and ash, that's Nash. The earn isn't no. But in ash, that's Nash. You know what I mean? I don't think it's that complicated. It's people made it. You know what I mean? And then once he made it say earn and ash, no, it's not. Of course, people are like, what the fuck is earn and ash? You know what I mean?
He kind of manipulated niggas a little bit.
That's what you do. That's battle rap. You know what I mean? Like, that's like Kayshawn's first round, one of the best first rounds I ever heard in my life. But it was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Like, I'm not fucking no 16-year-old girl. I ain't telling nobody. But he put together the round perfect. That's what it is. It's entertainment. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, Surf, though.
Hey, Surf, real quick. You watch any of these up-and-comers? Any lower tiers? Anybody you like?
Yeah, definitely. I don't want people to think that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, I caught the Andy LaRoxa and Elway. I caught the last joint for them. I caught that. You know what I mean? Like, I watch a lot of them. I want nobody to think, like, I feel like I'm bigger than, because I'm actually a fan of battle rap. If my niggas tell me, oh, it's a good battle, you should watch, da-da-da, I watch all the time, you know what I mean? But I just don't like some of the things that happen. Do I watch everything? No. If a battle drop, will I be the one that's like, oh, shit, such and such drop? No. But I watch battles, yeah. I try to keep my juices fresh, you know what I mean? Because I don't like to watch niggas and they say, oh, you got this one. So I don't really watch too many niggas. Like, I got my few that I like, and if something come from them, then I'll watch it. Or If they say a new nigga nice, then, you know, I'll probably go check them out.
Yo, sir, top three out of Jersey.
Top three out of Jersey?
Oh, yeah, we debate about this all the time.
No. Not including Jersey. I'm talking about who's your favorites outside of Jersey, your Jersey brothers.
Oh, my favorites outside of Jersey. Yeah, I mean, you know how niggas on their hold. A nigga been on a slout or slump, so they ain't fucking with them. That shit. I ain't believe. Like, as far as just my top three, like, I like Rex. I like Big T. And Rex, Big T, and if I had to pick one more, Rex, Big T, and damn, that last one, because I, the old L. I feel like the old L.
Word.
The new L.
Rex, Big T,
and the old L. That's my guy.
But here's the thing, sir. See, this is what I mean. All right, now you said the old L. Now here's my thing. He's not battling like that no more, right?
Mm-mm.
Clearly. So what do you do in that situation? Do you keep booking him because of the old L? Because that's the reason why his fans are still here.
You give him a few chances. You try to get him back on track. If he can't, you got to let him go. You know how that goes. But I feel like I said, I feel like the you know what I mean? Young Ill actually might fit one of them situations that we was talking about. The younger, you know what I mean? Like, the younger Ill, like, when you put him in the, you know what I mean? Like, I was in front of Ill trying to kill him. So, damn real white back, he tried to kill me. You know what I mean? And that's how it was then. After a while, maybe he got comfortable and couldn't kick it back up. You know what I mean? So.
I just don't get it. Like Shine is kind of falling off. And I'm just speaking in reality. You know what I'm saying? These are people who are actually falling off from the top. As us fans just watching the battle, clearly you can see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like anytime you like three in a row, you lose, and like four, we can start counting them. There's a problem somewhere.
I mean, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it's like as far like with the top 10 niggas right now, it damn near shouldn't even be no like losing. Like, you shouldn't lose factor. You know what I mean? Like, it's like I don't see me just losing. Honestly, like, just lose. Like, you shouldn't just be losing. Like, all right, you have an off day, cool. Shit happens. You know what I mean? Like, it's whatever. Like, you shouldn't just be losing or getting trampled. Like, period. Like, every day. Like, you, at this point right now, Young Ill should be coming and being Young Ill. Hitman should be coming and being Hitman. Two-Surf should be coming and being Two-Surf. And that's all you should be expecting from niggas. It's not really one, like, you know what I mean? Like, you should expect a good show. But that's all battle rap is. It's no real winner. It's no judge. At this point right now, top-tier niggas should understand I'm getting paid to come here and put on a show. And maybe that's why niggas losing, because they thinking I got to go win. Or I got to go, no, you don't. All I have to do, they're paying me to be who I am. That's it. And I'm going to go there. I'm going to be that aggressive team. You know what I mean? I'm going to go be Suser. That's why I feel like I lose.
But, sir, some of
these
niggas.
I feel like I lost against Charlie Clips. Hell no. Why don't I feel like I lost against Suser? I mean, against Charlie Clips. But I feel like why don't I feel like I lost against Charlie Clips? Because I feel like if you ask any battle rapper or any battle rap fan, Suser will fuck you up, period. You know what I mean? Like, if you play with Suser, you'll get fucked up. And everybody know that. It wasn't disrespectful. It wasn't no. If you feel like he won, cool. Do I feel like I won? No. I just wasn't the normal Surf. You know what I mean? Like I said, if we watching a fucking playoffs and fucking LeBron has 17 points, that means much of nothing. That makes him no less a LeBron James than he is. That nigga still, you catch him with a fast break, he going to still embarrass you. You know what I mean?
So you felt you beat Charlie Clips, you said?
No, not at all. I didn't. I feel like he beat me? No. I feel like he was better that night, period.
Yeah, but you feel like given another battle, it'll be another way around?
Exactly. Like that's basically the moral of my story. We could not say, like, no real battle rap fan, battle rap critic, or could say that we know that if Charlie Clip and Suser was to go again, that Charlie would win. I mean, like, that's like if the Heat and Spurs go at it again this championship, do you really know for a fact that he's going to win? No.
Spurs win that shit.
you know what I mean? And that's all I'm saying. So did Charlie Clip have the better night? Yes, of course, but that takes nothing from Suser at all.
Nah, but you know what it is, sir, it's like, as the fans, we look at it like that's the only way we can really judge you niggas on what's going on. A lot of them are not going to have rematches, so that's the reason why we make a big deal about it, I think.
Which is what you're supposed to as a fan, you know what I mean? But I don't want no fan taking that from me, like, you know what I mean? Like thinking, you're going to click on another, like, oh, I'm not about to click on another two-surf battle, which I don't think happens, but.
Nah, that's another two-surf battle,
you know what I mean?
You don't fall into that category, but some niggas do fall into that category.
Yeah, some of the niggas, you could actually watch these niggas' numbers. You know what I mean? So,
Surf, what do you think about Daylight?
He's a great character. He's a great character. He's a great addition to battle rap.
Would you battle him?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm up for the antics. Like, I might push this. You know what I mean? Like, I really feel like you have to be willing to fuck with it. Like, you have to be up for it. You know what I mean? Like, because they like to do anything under the sun. And I'm not that type of, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, I'm coming to rap, have a good show. You know what I mean? They like my good shit that I don't like. You know what I mean? So either they're going to pay me super, super good to put up with whatever the fuck foolery he about to come with, or nah, I wouldn't do it.
That's what it is, Surf, though. But, yo, and Surf, another question I want to ask you. The situation that happened to try to talk about too tough for it. With the Shotgun Shook, his battle with Midwest Miles, make it hard for you in Detroit?
Say that one more time.
The situation with Surf, when Shook battled Midwest Miles, and I mean Calico, pardon me, and he made a comment about proof. Was it hard for you in Detroit because your man, you know, y'all was associated together like that? Make it hard for you
Shug is my man. You know what I mean? Shug is my man. Did it make it hard for me? No. You can ask Beasley. You know what I mean? Me and Big T were supposed to battle on, I believe, December 3rd, right? The battle was, didn't get to Detroit till December 1st. I got to Detroit. I mean, wait. I'm going to start this over. New Surf versus, that card was supposed to happen December 3rd. The battles weren't supposed to land until December 2nd. Surf got to Detroit December 1st. I was totally fine with going, like, I'm a real nigga. I don't care about stuff. It's going to be what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? And everybody know how Detroit situation went. I went to go be me. Like, I wasn't going for no war. I was going to be Surf, do what I got to do, get that money and leave. Unfortunate shit happened, so it was what it was. Did it affect me? No. Did it alter how I went there? Yes. You know what I mean? I went there on my toes. Like, you know what I mean? Anything could happen. But did it alter me? No, I was totally comfortable there. You could ask Calico. You could ask, you know what I mean? We got blogs and videos of us in Detroit. I was there totally fine and comfortable. I was prepared, but I was there chilling. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? So I don't think it didn't alter nothing for Two Surf. I can't speak to nobody else. You know what I mean? Because I didn't get approached by anybody. I didn't see anybody. You know what I mean? Nothing like that. Like, as far as, yeah. So nah, it wasn't none of that with me.
When are you making a freshman cover for XXL? I know a lot of people feel that you should have made it this year. A lot of your fans.
That freshman cover was terrible. I mean, it wasn't all the way there. You know what I mean? But I should be there 2015. No problem.
Are labels looking at you or what's going on?
I turned out. I don't want to talk, you know what I mean, too much.
Yeah, I feel you.
But, yeah, you know what I mean, because, well, that's just how the business goes. But, I mean, I turned down one situation earlier in the year, you know what I mean, before I had a little shit. I turned down one situation, and I turned down one situation prior last year. So, I mean, I'm two situations turned down. So they definitely looking, you know what I mean. I'm just waiting. I don't feel like, because I'm comfortable right now, you know what I mean. Not saying, of course, I could be bigger, I could be more, you know what I mean, I could be further than where I am, but my thing is my comfortability. I'm comfortable where I'm at right now. I have fans. My fans keep me fed and my family fed, and I keep my fans fed with music. So I'm totally fine until the label's willing to come and put me in a full position to take it to the next level.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. How many tapes you have, sir?
Say that again?
How many tapes you have now?
Seven. Yeah, about seven. Mm.
Seven, like we working six, seven in.
You know what I mean? I toured twice, you know, a few decent features, Pandora, all that extra shit. You know what I mean? It's all the works is there. You know what I mean? So I'm working. You know, that's it. You just take your time, take it a day at a time.
Any more songs are you and Joey in the stash that we gonna see come out soon, or
yeah,
we're gonna lose quarter?
Zillion of the things in the cut. But who knows when, man? Joe, a weird nigga, man. You never know.
Does his work? Because you know what?
Some shit.
I feel like you guys got a similar style in the sense of, like, you spit a lot of pain rap also, like Joey does. Do y'all rub off on each other because you're the young boy, you're like the young brother coming in?
I think, yeah, like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm the pain in the ass. Like, I'm always bouncing, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always at his house bouncing through the walls and shit like that and just wild. And I'm definitely the young, wild little brother, you know what I mean? But did he rub off on me, Paul? Yeah, he definitely did.
shit, you know, while I was living with Joe while we was on tour, you know what I mean? So that was about 6 to 8 months or some shit like that. And I had a whole tape done. I had a whole tape done when I moved into his house. I scrapped the whole tape, and that's when New Mood came.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's how New Mood came out, you know what I mean?
Mm.
That's what's up right there, V.
Mm. So, sir, I mean, we just... me to put you on the spot here, my brother, but a lot of people come to this show. You got any bars on deck for us, my dude?
No, sir.
No bars? What's going on?
No,
so you got, come on,
ready.
All
I'm
the
getting,
bars you write,
I'm getting,
you can't bless
I'm
us with some...
I know, sir. Huh? I'm getting ready for a lot of things, man. That's all. On top of being in front of everybody at cookout, you know what I mean?
you know, a lot of fans, they don't kill us because we ask a lot of people to come on, and all they keep asking on Twitter now, yo, you got to ask Surf to give us some bars. Just your fans want to hear you spit some shit. That's all. That's cool, though.
I might owe y'all, man.
All right, Surf. That's what it is, my G. We appreciate you, man.
Hey, Surf, man, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem, bro. I told you I had you, man. I told you, man. It's like pulling teeth, but I told you I had you, man. Niggas might not hear my voice for the other year.
Man. I got a whole new respect for the nigga now and shit. Off the bat and shit. That's what it is.
Yeah. Nah, I appreciate it, though.
Salute,
man. I appreciate you calling.
Jersey!
All right, man. Appreciate it, bro.
All right.
Raw Bunch.
Raw Bunch, what up?
You already, man. Ready. Shout out to Surf, man.
Earlier. Okay.
Wow, that was, he dropped a lot of jewels on here. You know what I'm saying?
That's the Surf. Okay.
Yeah. A lot of things I see where he's coming from. A lot of things I might not agree with, but a lot of things I see where he's coming from on some things.
But, you know, I honestly didn't think it was going to go like that. Like, that was a good interview with Surf. Surf.
Y'all tell us out there what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is over here, Angry Fans Radio, man. I still want to see the PGs and the veterans. I'm pushing that here on Angry Fans Radio. I'm always going to push that shit.
We're going to keep pushing
that.
I mean, you know why? Because of the competition is what I'm trying to say. That's the main reason why I want to push. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that they're going to want to beat. The top 10 going to lose to these niggas, and I know that they're going to want to beat them. That's the whole purpose of saying you want that to happen. Well, for me, it is. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't necessarily mean you're saying the PGs are better than the top 10. You're just trying to get the best from both sides, so why not have them collide? Or you can have the fucking PGs versus the mid-tier. However you want to do it, where somebody fights for something. That's why I said spit that heat versus we go hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do something where both sides are, like, trying to win for something, or they whether it's pride or whatever.
Right.
If they're looking at this shit like, well, I'm going to get paid anyway, then you're not going to get the best battle. That's the whole reason why to put the PG versus top 10 makes so much sense. In reality. But the PG's got delivered too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Only thing with Surf, only thing I think he needs on his resume before his bad rap shit is whenever it's over, he needs a body on his resume, I think. A clear 3-0.
What's his resume?
I think he has a lot of debatables, which is not a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not a bad thing when you can watch a battle and be like, okay, I felt Surf won. I felt he lost. I felt he won. You know, I think he needs a clear 3-0 against a top name. Huh?
What clear losses does he have, you think?
L clips.
But I think it was a good one with L. That's the only thing I could say. Like, he lost 3-0, in my opinion. But it was a good battle, though. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like... His second round was real short, now that I think about it. It was on another level. I had Khan edging him. But that was a good battle, too. Ernie Nash, I was getting ready to ask him right behind you, man. My Twitter line going crazy, too. I was getting ready to ask him shit, the same shit. I was trying to feel him out and shit. Cause he stayed
we do niggas a disservice if we ain't asked that question. You know what I mean?
He actually showed us love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause he stayed on like 20 minutes long than he was supposed to, I think it's saying.
I think he's a 3-0, though.
Let's get it. 804-503.
Yo, what up, man? It's King, Raw Battle League. What's good?
What's good, my G?
What's going on, King?
What's up, man? How y'all feeling?
All right. Yeah,
very good.
But hey, my partner called in, too. Area code 302.
Okay. What's good, though?
What's good, promo and Summer Supremacy, man?
Yeah. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Let's get it cracking.
302-535.
What is it? 302-535.
Oh,
got you.
302-535.
You on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What up, King?
What up, stop.
So let's just get into this event you got coming on real quick.
Let's go. We got Ty Law versus Rain Man. What up?
Man, what's up, Three?
Ty Law and Rain Man. I got Ty Law 2-1, B.
Ty Law 2-1?
Yeah.
I'm going to put the pressure on, man. I got Rain Man 2-1. I got to put the pressure on Rain. This can open. I just got to do it. I don't care. I just want to see how this pans out, B. I don't care.
How you got it, Timbo?
Ty Law 2-1 for me.
Mm-hmm. Tyler 2-1.
Okay.
Do it. All right. So what about this one? Bliss Creed versus Daylight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck your head right now.
Yeah.
I got Bliss Creed 2-1.
Bliss Creed 2-1?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
I don't know what Daylight I'm getting, though.
Nah, but here's Daylight. This is a battle that Daylight really wants.
Daylight 3-0.
Yeah. Daylight 3-0.
Yo, I got Daylight 2, man. Daylight really wants the battle Bliss Creed. And I don't really know what too much on what happened with the last PDs with Bliss Creed and Skiz, but I don't think Bliss Creed's on his best job. So I think he really got to bring it, you know what I'm saying? Because this would be a good look if he could beat Daylight.
Right.
So if they beat Daylight, it should be a crazy battle.
Both guys already said that they're coming with their A-game, so... It's going to be a real interesting situation between these two guys. So I think they got some special plan for the crowd, whatever. So, but both guys, they're not coming to bullshit. They're not coming to joke around. They actually come and do their thing because Daylight did have Blitzkrieg is one of his top 10 battles that he wanted to do. He got it, and then vice versa. So I think the battle would be good. What y'all think about Mad Face and Born?
Think about Mad Face and Born. I got Newborn 1 and 2-1. I think it'll be good if Mad Face wins. Let me get this straight. Is everybody from Philly is battling someone from outside of Philly, correct?
No.
Oh. And some people from VA that's on the card also.
And we got Marasco on the card, and we got Jersey on the card too.
Oh, I kind of thought it was Philly versus everybody else. Okay.
Nah, that's coming up next, though, but I ain't right now. You know, I'll definitely let y'all know once we do the Philly versus New York thing, but right now it's some supremacy stuff. So, you know what I mean?
But Mad Face and Newborn, I think I'm going to run with Newborn 2-1 on this one, man. I think Mad Face is going to show up, though, because he got bars. He needs to show up. But he didn't do anything. I don't think he did anything crazy to really make that much of a name for himself, to be honest with you, to where a lot of people are going to know who he is.
You're right about that.
Like Bliss Creed had how many battles out? 18. I didn't even know about him. Until the people on YouTube were telling me to check him out.
Yeah, Madface got about 20-something battles out, too.
You see what I'm saying? I don't even know who he is. Not like that. I'm pretty sure people are like, what? 26 battles? That's crazy.
Yeah,
but The thing is, like, most of these Philly guys came from Street Arena. Rest in peace to DJ Big Philly. But most of them came from that brand, and that's where they battled at. And then when they came with us a few years ago, that's when we started giving them out-of-town battles and doing tapping into different networks, such as Pit Fights and Seven City Shocks and URL PGs and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a choir room thing coming up pretty soon in Philly. You know what I'm saying? But these guys didn't really had that much exposure. You know what I mean? So now it's like we're trying to put Philly back on the map again with battle rap, where it started from. And then, you know what I'm saying, get it back out there. So Mad Face and these guys whose names are not really out there, we're definitely trying to put them out there. But it's up to them to actually get out. We can give them the tools to do it with, but they got to actually execute their craft.
Exactly.
The same shit Sue Surf was saying earlier. Like, they got to do it. You know what I mean? Better do it. You know what I mean? So, well, watch this one. We got, all right, Sway Sever versus Easy the Block Captain. What y'all think about that battle?
Well,
I got. You know what it is with me? I think Suede has to bounce back. I don't know if this is the battle he's gonna bounce back.
Yeah.
But as a veteran like Suede, I'm just gonna go with him just on the strength of him being shaky his last couple battles, and I feel this one he has to take.
He needs this.
You know what?
He needs his W.
Easy, the block captain was. He had a couple of good battles too. I put in my description box 3. Say he's hungry right now.
Yeah,
you know, I feel what you're saying. I'm on some shit like Suede. Like Suede needs to win this battle. And the fucked up thing is, I don't even think I can clearly say he's gonna beat this nigga, to be honest.
Right.
That's the problem. My prediction blog just got uploaded. Actually, now I think it's been up for like an hour. Mm. But so it's like I even said it right there. Like you said, Suede. If Suede don't win this battle, it's going to be ugly, B.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly, man.
I talked to Suede, too, when Suede and I had a one-on-one conversation. And, again, even though, I'm a league owner, I don't want to hear nobody's bars before the fans hear them. So I don't never ask for, give me a free. I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? I hear it like everybody else hear it. Only thing I ask everybody to do is have a good battle. But I'm a Suede Silver fan. I'm going to keep it gully. I'm going to sway yourself a fan.
Right.
And I said, Suede, look, am I getting the old Suede or this new Suede? He's like, yo, I'm telling you right now, that dude had his newborn in his arms, though, putting his kid to sleep. You know, he's like, yo, I'm telling you, he's dead. And he said,
He told me he's going to win, too.
He said, but then on the other hand, I had the same conversation with Easy. And Easy haven't tasted, any type of defeat, that was a bad. He hasn't had that. I mean, Dude had, 10 battles in 10 months?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he started battling last August.
Yeah, his two noticeable battles was against Dot from Dot Mob. That was in Trap House, New York. Then he battled M Dollar Cash with us, you know what I mean? So, but he's been traveling. He's had a few he had more battles out of town than he actually had in Philly. And that's how we kind of market him to do that. You know what I mean? So he's going to be comfortable at home. That shit going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a wrench on y'all real quick, though.
All right.
Hard Candy Briscoe versus 40 Bars.
Now, I'm not familiar with the other name. I'm not going to front.
Me neither.
On Angus Mass Radio. I'm not going to sit in
front.
I'm not
familiar with Briscoe either.
I'm not.
Briscoe noticeable battle was enough said. She battled. This is her first female battle. She battled dudes.
And
you know what I mean?
Brother?
So, huh?
Yeah. She battled Angel's brother.
Yep. Yeah.
Did she win?
A lot of people
think she won. We're gonna put it up there. A lot of people think she won that battle.
Yeah.
I mean,
40 bars will be her first official female battle.
She on some official shit, huh?
She was supposed to battle official.
Let's keep it real. Does she have a chance?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I booked it. I mean, yeah, they have a chance though. She has a chance to be 40 because you gotta realize 40 got Cortez coming up next and some other battles coming up
next. And Jazz.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
He just made me jump on this battle saying that.
Yeah, that's too many battles for 40 to have, though, man, that win that span, you know.
Yeah, people, 40 really, this battle was supposed to have been Briscoe versus Official. You know what I mean? And so I had to replace Official because of some, she had some business situations with Queen of the Ring or whatever. Mm. So I'm like, damn, I got to find somebody plane ticket was already bought, so. I'm like, all right, let me call 40 right quick. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, yeah, I take it. Like, she's hungry, blah, blah, blah. But you have a – y'all know how 40 Bars give you her stuff.
Yeah.
But then you have Briscoe with that street real stuff and everything she spits, she live. So you got –
here's the thing, fellas. Well, here's my concern about that battle, fellas. Street letter man.
Yeah.
I feel that the girl – Briscoe's going to take it serious. I'm not saying 40's not going to take the battle serious, but – you have a girl who we don't really know like that, and I guarantee you she's going to take the battle serious because of the name 40 Bars. You know,
right,
a lot of times battle rappers sometimes have this problem where, I'm just going to do it for the check, or I'm not going to take my opponent serious because I don't know them like that, and I just have a feeling 40 better be really careful what she's doing here. Don't take your opponent lightly because you feel they don't got a big name. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I hope she knows what she's getting herself into because that's a lot of battles in that time.
Yeah, like, it is. But, I mean, the one thing that I do that, you know, like, our staff, like, we do, every time we contact a manager or a battle rapper, whatever, whoever we're talking to, we make sure that that particular individual is accepted to what we're going to do. Like, if I said, look, you got a battle coming up, blah, 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 you know, here's the details. It's up for them to say yes or no. Then we ask them again. And then we send them a contract. And then we ask them again. Just to make sure. But 40 was excited about battling Briscoe.
I got you.
She's more like an E-Hart type of situation. Like, Briscoe was more like, she's more like E-Hart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But a different look. Same skin complexion, but a different look. But that's, I mean, the world going to see who Briscoe is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Her sister on the card, the Hard Candy Sisters. You got Briscoe, then you got Rizzy. She lives in VA. She's battling Miss Miami from Queen of the Ring. What y'all think about that one?
Okay.
Ooh.
Miss Miami against who again, the last name?
Huh?
Miss Miami?
Cashmo Rizzy. Yeah, Miss Miami
Cashmo
versus Cashmo Rizzy.
Cashmo Rizzy. Miss Miami ain't no joke now, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Miss Miami against Rizzy, though.
Rizzy ain't either.
Hey, we know that, but we not trying to book no battles or a card that's going to have slouches on it. You know what I'm saying? So,
and this card sounds more like and correct me if I'm wrong, fellas. Like, it has the veterans versus cats that's just trying to get their names up. Am I right on that?
Exactly. Yes, you
and
are.
And that's dope. I like that because we can see where the hungry cats are, and we can see the people that's been doing this for a while. Are they going to take the battle fucking serious? You know what I mean? So I like what you brothers are doing.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Right. Definitely. And then we got Zan versus Mirasha.
Yeah,
okay. I was there. Mirasha
missed out Farrah and Tori Doe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, she battled Farrah. That's right. I did see the battle with Farrah.
Right.
I thought Farrah won that.
Over Zan. Yo, three, Zan's the chick who on the Black Ice Cartel that was fucking up. Paul made the blog on and shit.
Oh, that's the show that's fucking up?
Yeah.
She can't do that on this card. Please don't do this. We don't need you.
She said, yo, she said she seen the blog and she said she was going to she's gonna come with it and all that shit.
Step it up? Yeah. And that's the thing, man. When you fuck up, man, your next opportunity, you take it, you got to knock this shit down. You know what I'm saying?
Plus,
she can't come out there bullshitting at home.
Yeah, she's going to be home, too.
Mm. Right. I think, like, I talked to her husband, you know, that's what she called him. He's the block captain. And her last battle with QTM, I don't know what happened with that situation, but he was upset because she wasn't prepared. You know what I mean? So he already knew what was going to happen. This situation right here, they're making their statement known because they definitely represent their home in Philly, their movement called, what is it, Gutter City?
Gutter City.
That little situation is kind of growing right now, you know what I mean? So if he going to go up there and do his thing, best believe Zan not coming to play. Like, Zan ain't coming, she ain't coming to bullshit. But then her opponent not going to fly away the fuck from Chicago, wherever she is, to Philly,
and
bullshit. Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's going to be a real good situation. And the last battle we got is a rematch, Kwani Cushion, Thick Shady. Nobody knows what to see with this battle. So, you know, because both females had something to prove. With the Lotta Zay situation and then Thick Shady with the Queen of the Ring situation, and she not comfortable with her delivery, things of that nature. So, but it's going to be a rematch. Both girls ready for it. I think it's going to be a real interesting battle, but that's the card right there. I mean, it's we got something good going on in Philly right now, man. We got something nice in Philly right now.
Can I ask y'all a question about Philly right quick? Why isn't Philly getting, I mean, y'all right there in the tri-state area. Y'all up the road from New York and Jersey. Why isn't Philly in the forefront? What happened? Like, what happened?
That's what I'm saying.
I just want to get a push. I'm not saying I'm the biggest Philly nigga, but I just want to see why they don't get a push when they right there in the Mecca of battle rap. Philly
because,
got 5,000 MCs.
They do have a whole lot of battle rappers or just rappers, period, in Philly.
Right.
So,
why is Philly not getting the shot, you mean? Like, what's going on? You don't really hear about nothing.
I'm going to tell you why, because the promotion that they had before wasn't really promoting them. And then it comes to a point where if you're a league, and you're real organized. People can, like, you guys can kind of tell we organized with our stuff. Angry Fan, you and I done talked before. You know what I'm saying? But I talked to Queen's Flip. I talked to everybody else. And not just myself, my partner do as well. It's like, yo, y'all guys organized, blah, 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 so on, so on. So a lot of leagues today are not organized. Like, these smaller leagues are not, well, I don't want to say smaller, but mid-tier leagues,
right,
they're not organized. It's like, it's yo, I'm going to goddamn call somebody to make a card, and that's it, and I'm going to push it on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, wow. So now if you look at it, damn near every other house in Philly rap, battle rap, do something. But don't have that push, and then the talent not really reaching out and traveling, going to New York, going on these different blog sites or calling this show or any other show, it makes it hard for them guys to get out there. So now we come, and we just right now just put an organization into a city that we're not even from. You know what I mean? So now you see it. I mean, looking at guys like, I think, shit, a third of New York coming out. You know, the whole tri-state area is coming out. People flying in for this event.
Right.
King Capri from I'm supposed to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
right.
That's what's up.
What's the group Touch Money? Touch Money, like that whole situation.
Yeah,
all of them guys coming out. All of them coming. You know,
NH, Kaboom, Lil Frank, all them niggas gonna be there at 3.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's the problem I have when Philly got mad MCs, whether it's hip hop or battle rap. And I mean, Meek Mill is one story for hip hop, but is Reed Dollars? Y'all fellas, answer this for me. Reed Dollars, does he have to win them against Philly back where they need to be at? Is Philly on Reed Dollars' shoulders right now, fellas, against John Jones?
No. Philly's on the shoulders for real right now, on the shoulders of Rain Man and Reed.
Okay.
Right. And I mean, I'm just going to be real with it because, I mean, I respect every battle rapper that's in Philly doing their thing. They know that, but right now, the most people that's getting the notoriety coming from out of Philly right now is Rain Man and Reed Dollars, and neither one of them has battled rap in about 10 years, to 10 years.
And if one of them
don't bring it, then that's the next thing they're going to say is, oh, Philly some shit.
Right.
That's exactly what they're going to say.
So you're saying the weight is on their shoulders then, basically, right? Both of those brothers' shoulders then, right?
Yeah, both of them got the weight. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And they both know that. They both know that because them two, they talk to each other and spar with each other over the phone and everything. So they know this. You know what I'm saying? Rain Man said it on our radio show the other night. He was getting off the air with us early so that he could go and still perfect his stuff because he know what he looking at.
Right.
I'm going to say this, though. As far as Rain Man and Reed Dollars,
all right.
So do I think can both of them guys, as everybody say, adjust to this era, I'm going to say yeah, because for one, them guys have not stopped rapping. Them guys have not stopped battle rapping. Just because they don't do it on camera, they got a mirror in their bathroom, they still spin their bars. I mean, come on, let's be real with it. Now, as far as when everybody say, can these guys adjust to this era, it's no difference, really. Reed Dollars got stage performance. He always had that. Rain Man has that, too. It's the fact of them guys haven't really been in a format setting to battle rap against anybody. They've been working on their music.
And that's the reason why, brother. That's the reason why. And that's the only reason why, for now, I picked John to be Reed Dollars, and I'm picking Ty Law over him because of what you just said. Like, we haven't seen y'all in so long. I don't know what to expect. But I would like them to rep. I really want them to do good and shit. I'd like to see old school niggas that we ain't seen in a while come back and do some damage and shit. So I'm actually pulling for them, even though I'm going all the way for other guys to win. But I'm actually pulling for them to give us good battles because I think it's good when a Reed Dollars and a Rain Man can come back to this shit and not being so long. That's a story for Angry Fans Radio. We're going to be talking about that shit for days and weeks if both those cats win. You know what I mean? So I really want to see how they can adapt in 2014 to this culture.
I agree.
It's not the fact of if they win. Because the battles ain't judged. It's the fact of if they put on a good performance. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, really, the battle's not judged. So, I mean, my thing personally, I don't really care who win the battle. As long as them guys go on stage with whoever they battle in, Ty Law and John the Don, and they put on a good performance, that's it. They still got it. Like, that's it. Who cares? Who really cares who win the battle? Because half of them are, say, one person won. And it's Michael say the other person don't
want. Yeah, but you brothers know how Twitter and Facebook and Caps can tell you his Facebook group. We all just live in a who win, the fans-wise.
not the Latin brothers like yourself or league owners, but us fans,
yeah.
We go on Angry Fans Radio, we go on Twitter, we go on Facebook, and we put it out there who won or lost. So I think the fans, that's the only thing we got, is to want to see the battles and pick who won or lost.
That's the whole
point
of us debating. That's all we got is to say who won or lost.
Yeah, that's all we got.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, yeah, and speaking of winning and losing, Wade and Easy agreed to have their battle judged.
Oh,
wow.
Sure.
Oh, Swave ain't playing.
Nope.
Yeah, what you think about judge battles, Three? You think you
Son,
think
I have not watched a lot of these battles. I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, but I'm saying you think that'll make it better.
I think so.
Go harder, maybe.
I think judge battles, period. And shout out to you brothers for doing that right there. And shout out to Swave and them for actually agreeing to do that.
Huge. Yeah,
that's fucking huge.
That's a lot, though.
You know. Let me ask you, league owners, a question though. Well, do y'all want battles that are judged?
I do.
You do?
I definitely do.
What's the question?
Or do you want battles judged?
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
yeah.
I do. Because I get tired of the debate. Oh, I won. Oh, I 3-0'd you. Oh, I 2-1. I edged you every round. All of that should be cut out if we get judges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Judge battles would be good to actually bring it back. I would like judge battles. No more one-round battles. No more two-minute battles.
Amen. No more one-round battles. Please. 2014.
No battles.
I fucking despise one-round battles. Like it's like an incomplete nut, for real. I mean, you're not getting nothing out of it.
Right. Well, let me ask y'all a question.
Do you guys think one round battle? This is how I see them. I see it as a waste of a battle, to be honest with you.
Right.
Because then these battle, the two guys that battle each other, they'll count it as a battle, and then they won't battle each other again. They're not going to do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you brothers said you don't like one round battles. Well, let me ask y'all a question as league owners now. Let's say if you can get two top 10 niggas and the asking price for three rounds is astronomical, but they said, okay, y'all can meet the demands on a one-round battle and they're willing to do it. I'm talking about a big names, like a Sue Surge against a T-Rex. Would y'all do that battle, though?
Probably not. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it because it's going to cheat our fans.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to cheat our fans. I mean, we could put the bread out and give it to the battle rappers, but at the end of the day, if we do that and we put out that one-round battle in the comments, what we're going to get is, I wish that shit would have went three.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
True.
Now, fellas, we have done a one-round battle with Bonnie Cadaver versus Shice Raw. And what we learned with that battle, not throwing no shade on both ladies, but you don't know, all right, so if the contract says, all right, go 5 minutes, no more than 6 minutes, whatever the contract say, it's no stopping them ladies from going under that time frame. Because you got to factor in crowd reaction, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
yeah.
I'm getting a check for this, so I'm going to go, 4 minutes, and then that's it. And I'm away off the crowd reaction for another minute. So that one round shit, it's just, I ain't really for that.
Okay, that's what it is.
And then these battle rappers, I'm telling you some real shit, though, man. Some of these top-tier dudes, man, like, their math, they don't even know math that good, man, because they give us these three-round prices. We're like, okay, that shit sounds crazy. First of all, we ain't the fucking URL. And then secondly, for a one-round battle, it ain't that much than what you said for a three-round battle. Like, that shit be crazy, man. Like, y'all need to get y'all math together.
Some of these niggas want more than what brain surgeons make. You know what I'm saying? They want you to pay their mortgage or their rent for, like, 6 months or something. So I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
See, my thing is, we just found out on the show, too, how big of a difference it is between a one-round, 6-minute battle and a three-round, 2-minute battle. Time is the same, but they don't want to break them up. They don't want to have to feel like they have to rebuttal or something like that. You remember we just talked about it?
Yeah.
And, I mean, have you guys experienced it, and do you guys know that big of a difference between a one-round, 6 and a 3-round?
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
We do.
It's a big difference. It's called momentum.
That's crazy.
It's a big difference in it, man.
But you guys understand it?
Yeah, definitely.
I definitely don't understand it. It still doesn't make any sense because you're still going the same amount of time.
Right. Exactly. Okay.
But see, you got these battle rappers that want to just spit their stuff out, and I'm gonna tell you why they want to do one round battles, because half of them don't know how to manage their situation. That's why they should have management to manage their time for them. But they have so many battles booked that they got throwaway bars that they can use for a one round battle that they already memorized, they already know. And then a week or two later, or if not a day or two later, they battle with someone else in a whole different city. They call it being consistent, or they working, but really they working kind of ass backwards. Because if you're going to battle rap, then perfect your craft and don't just get a fan something or some camera. Take your time and develop your stuff and battle. You know what I mean? They don't want to forget their bars, so they'd rather do all that shit in one time so that they don't forget their bars. And once they get them that one round out, I'm done with
it. That's what I was just thinking about it, too. They don't want to take the chance of forgetting their shit while the other person
right.
laughing, too. That second round.
They should book the battle, because every promoter going to ask you, like, when's your next battle? You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want to book you when you have some other shit coming up. And then we're going to ask you all your shit more than one time. If they keep agreeing to it, then we're going to take the battle. You know what I mean? But if we know that somebody has some battles that's, like, really booked and they're really booked up, I tell them quickly, you know what? Come back next time, man. Like, they'll book you next time. You got too much shit going on right now.
Yeah.
We'll do that. You know what I'm saying? But shit, we connected with other battle leagues, man. We connected with everybody, man.
All right, I got a question for you guys real quick. When you have a battle rapper that is tanked, that's terrible, chokes, and just kills it, how hard is it to pay them knowing
that? That's in the contract. You don't.
Well, it's in our contract, yeah.
You don't
pay them. They have to perform to a certain time limit each round. And if they don't, they can forfeit their what we owe them.
Right.
Oh.
Easy fix. That's easy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question. What's your three-letter man? What's your take on the heroin addict that was in the battle the other day? What is your take on that?
That shit is, I'm not with it. I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm not with it at all.
Let me ask you that. If it was Gatorade, would that have been okay? What about if it was Gatorade?
Nah.
Either if it was Gatorade, how would we know what it was? Either way, he glorifying using a drug. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not with it.
Okay. What do you think,
Dre?
If it really was Gatorade, what you think?
What a question for me?
Say it again. I said, if it really was Gatorade, would it have been different? Would it have made a difference?
Nah, I don't think so. Just the image itself doing that shit is not cool, man.
I got you.
We don't need to see that image on. You know what I mean? That's just...
You guys as league owners, what do you do when you see that?
I mean, nothing we could do, really. I mean, our guys not going to do that shit, you know what I'm saying? But there's nothing we could do, because you got taken. Like, we know where our demographic is. Like, we know our fans, where they at, what kind of battles, all that. And it's like the sponsorships or whatever, you can't do with that. And furthermore, kids, like, teenagers watch the shit, man. Like, teenagers really watch the battles.
Right.
Yeah.
YouTube videos are not, you ain't got to click a button to say I'm 21 or older to watch a battle. You know
exactly
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You can watch it. But how would that look to, you know, like, a teenager, and he may watch with his grandfather or his mother or his father or his brother, something like that, watch somebody shoot up something in their arm. That's bad. Nah.
Well, I mean, it is something that we could do. We could not book a motherfucker that's like that.
Okay.
So that's what we will not do. We won't book him. I don't give a fuck how many views he brings to the table. I'm not booking him.
Yeah, we ain't booking him either. That's dead.
Okay.
He probably wouldn't even get booked in Philly, period.
They were not Philly. That can't, no.
Yeah.
That's not going down to Philly, man. That ain't going down to Philly. I'm sorry. That ain't going down to Philly. That ain't going to happen. It ain't happening. Just so everybody you know, because we have been getting the feedback from, like, people were scared to come to Philly because I guess what they see on TV or the name it got, Philly is rough, blah, blah, blah. We're in the club district. Every city has their club district, right? So that's where we are. Like, it's a million and one police out there. You know what I'm saying? Our security is like no bullshit. They don't fuck around, period. You know what I'm saying? We have never had
no negative anything for our events, period. You know what I'm saying? So I live in Virginia. My partner in Vegas. We both from D.C. Our company is in Philly. We don't have no drama at all. So people that's coming out, come out, enjoy yourself, have fun. The tickets online are off. It's now 60 at the door to get in. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. Safe situation, man. Safe situation.
Hell yeah.
Man, it's safe. I mean, it's safe. The club is, yo, Cash, you're going to say the club is nice.
Gotcha.
Club is nice.
Boy, yeah, that's what it is.
And y'all look out for that. We're doing a Philly Invasion where it's going to be Queens Flip. Keeping some guys out to Philly, so we're going to do a quad room, PG in the quad room, four battles. And Philly some time coming up pretty soon.
Okay.
So salute, guys. We appreciate y'all calling up, man.
Word, man. Shout out to y'all brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? Got Caps in the building, so we know we're going to get a good recap when Caps come back from the event, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
thanks for shedding light on the Philly battle rap scene. For real.
No doubt, man.
All right, y'all.
Salute. Easy, man.
Let me ask you
brothers a question. Do you agree with them when they say it's Reed Dollars and Rayman, the monkeys, the pressure's on them to bring Philly to the forefront?
I do.
Who got more pressure, Reed or Rayman?
I think Reed does.
I think Rayman, you know.
You think Rayman?
And feel me on this, if you guys might not feel me on this. I think if, let's say, Reed loses to John, I think, hit me on this. I think Reed loses to John, and not body him. If Reed beats him, I think he will still be willing to battle Reed. I think if Rain Man loses to Ty Law, it's a big setback for Ty Law.
Give me Rain
Man. That's the only reason I say that.
But it's, I mean, yeah.
I don't know if y'all feel me on that, but, huh?
I mean, should it be like that, though?
I don't think it should be, but I just think because Reed is, yo. But I will say this. I have a feeling Rayman going to surprise niggas. I got this gut feeling that Rayman going to surprise niggas. Even I got Ty Law winning, but I have a gut feeling Rayman going to surprise niggas. But I think Rayman got more pressure.
Reed being on URL, you know.
That's just because.
But Reed could live off his name, though. I think people will still battle Reed if he loses to John John, though.
Yeah. I agree.
I think Rayman, clearly loses to fucking Ty Law.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, son.
You think it's that bad?
I think so. Not that bad, Caps, but I just think it plays a part, though. I'm just trying to, you know, play devil's advocate, my brothers. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
If Rayman loses, though, man, I think, But you heard Surf, though. Surf said if Reed beats John John, he'll battle him, though.
And he said it's not supposed to happen.
Yo, what about this?
What up?
Scenarios, they both get 3-0. What happens to Philly?
I know one thing's gonna happen. Niggas are gonna kill me, boy. Listen.
You'll get flamed, man. Yeah.
If Reed and Rayman lose, oh, man.
3-0 like that?
Yo. All right, if this happens, we're gonna have a 1-hour special with just Cap on the phone, and we're gonna let everybody call up.
Word.
I would hate that, son.
Yeah, I know you hate that show, son.
I would have to eat all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
As I can talk about Philly, man, listen.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's a setback for Philly, though, B.
They got to, man. This is the biggest event they ever had right here in Philadelphia, yo. This is their biggest shit ever, period.
But what was the Mike song in Enes battle at Philly, right?
Nah, that was in New York.
I'm bugging, pardon me.
Mm. Now, you talking about Rex and NH. They battled in Philly.
Yeah, I was talking about Rex and
Wait. Wasn't it? No, Iron Solomon and E-Nex was in Florida. That was Grizzlemania.
No. He said E-Nex and My Son.
Yeah, My Son.
My fault.
Yeah, that went down when Tech N9ne battled Rex.
T-Rex, yeah.
That's right.
And Steel battled Lady Luck.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, body bag and a half. Man.
Word.
Just thinking about that motherfucker, yeah.
But Timbo's right, though, son. If they lose 3-0, both these cats, man. Jesus.
Oh, please. You niggas would love that shit if that happened.
I really would.
Hey, yo,
you know
if that happened, y'all niggas would be like, yo, I bet you niggas would race to call me to see what I thought about it. I'd be mad as shit. Like,
nah, I kind of want them to win, though, just to make the battle rap. You know what I'm saying? It's good. We kind of need.
This is what I want. I want them to win, if possible. You know what I'm saying? If they're still going to, like what Surf was saying with the style. See, I see what he's saying, that it's switched up with all this other shit. But if they can pull it out with their style, my nigga, and their aggressiveness shit, they can shake the game up, man. They can show that you don't just need that to win.
I agree. I hope they both win.
Yeah.
Because it's going to put so much more light on battle rap. Everyone's going to get hungry again and be like, yo, I'm going for Reed. I want Reed now. He just beat John. Man, I want that Reed.
Yeah, then, you know, Reed going to start talking his shit. And all of them, all of them got the same kind of style. Some Reed, Surf, fucking Tay-Rock. They not that far from each other, all of them.
And for battle rap, like you got to say.
Yo. If Reed beats John, what about a Reed and Hitman?
Nah, Reed and Surf got to go down.
They all about the same circle. If you really
Reed and Surf
got
to go down.
Reed
and Surf has got to go down. Yeah, Reed and Surf has
got
to go down.
Everybody always talk about Surf and Hitman got to go down.
I think
You know what I'm saying? Then they say Surf and Rock.
Well, are y'all hyped for Hitman? Are y'all hyped
for, like, interchangeable right there?
Bro, are y'all hyped for Surf and Hitman? I'm not hyped for that battle. I don't know why. If it was 2 years ago, I would be hyped for that, yeah.
The timing changed it, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like Cortez and fucking T-Rex.
But if they both went crazy, I think it would be a good battle, though.
A dope battle.
I think that. I think it'd be a dope battle, you know what I'm saying? Real shit. Man,
would it be Hollow? Would it be Hollow and Sue Surf again? 2.5? With Hitman and Surf?
You know why I doubt it? Because the fans were probably leading up to the battle and shit. That's mad whack. I wanted to get some fans on shit. Leading up to the battle and shit, We have a fan show coming up soon, son.
Word. I'm down with that.
But leading up to the battle, the fans are going to be tweeting them and all that shit, letting them know, reminding them about the first battle, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they got to know not to, like... I think niggas know. Niggas ain't really been fucking around too crazy the past year, I don't think. I think it got a little bad. At one point, it was just crazy and shit.
But you know what, though? I go back to Gracie's card.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it would have been better.
Yep.
You know what? It would have been better. Gracie's card.
It should have been better than it was.
I didn't see all them battles like that, see?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The event Tim I went to was better than that shit by far.
Oh, Vendetta?
It was better.
All right. Is it safe to say that it's not the same? Is it the same when you watch them battle on another league?
It's not the same, man. It's not the same, man. I don't know why. I hate that shit.
Yeah, I agree.
I hate that shit. Like, it doesn't matter where you should... Yo, you should be able to battle on URL, King of the Dot, Don't Flop. Wherever you battle, like, it should be the same, man.
You know what, though? I feel like, too, that you have a different setting going into it, or a different feeling going into it. You go into a King of the Dot event, and then you go into a URL event. I think the feeling going into it as a fan is different, too. At least for me, I'd be lying if I said it was the same, to be straight up, because I know I've seen classics from URL. I've seen classics from King of the Dot.
And
to me, they're different. So you get a different feeling going into these.
It's a different vibe inside.
It's a different vibe, exactly. It's a different vibe. Well, it's a different, like, atmosphere.
I ain't go to the King of the Dot URL, but I know Pit Fight feel totally different from Spit That Heat. Like the whole vibe and the crowd, the vibe, like all that shit was like totally different, my nigga. It was like times three up in the pit. You know what I'm saying? Well, I just put that heat is like a family thing and shit. So it's still dope ass battle shit, but the whole vibe was different. The crowd was like different, my nigga.
Right.
So, but I see what Timbo's coming from. I see what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Different, as long as it's a different crowd, you know niggas gonna want different shit.
Yeah.
So I think I keep what Timbo's doing, man.
Yeah, but I wish you could battle like anywhere. You should be able to battle like, man. I hate that shit. Well, I'm gonna take, and they're not even taking some battles at URL serious either. So let's not even keep it. Let's keep it real and shit. It ain't like, you know, no shade on URL. It ain't like they had a great year with top battle rappers over there was repping Hard Body like that last year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought last year was one of the, I mean, for the years they had, I thought last year was a, I won't say their worst year, but it was a light year for them last year.
Look, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
I got a question for you guys. Drain Kev, the last consistent card in, with battles released from King of the Dot and URL.
Oh man, come on, bro! You know it's King of the Dot.
No. I'm saying, name the last one from each. Do you remember
the last fire card,
with battles released, not just names, but the battles that released too.
Shit.
The World Domination
Flows,
I ain't, I'm thinking about.
Yeah, gotta give me some matches, though, because I don't know off the top of the head.
See, you know why it's crazy? Because when you have the cards that were, like, for the double weekend, it changes when you do it, because then you have more misses also.
Mm.
Yeah.
URL doesn't do that. URL only has one day to have about 5 or 6 battles, and that's it. Whereas King of the Dot, they have it all Saturday and Sunday. They get like 18 battles, so you might have more battles that are like so-so.
Right.
That's the only reason.
But
why.
What was the last? What was the last great URL event that released numerous replay value battles, though?
So Madness 2.
I think it gotta be 2.
What about that card with Chilla and Magic?
And Rosenberg and Big K.
Rosenberg, Big K was on that.
That's what I was thinking about the same thing.
Jazz and QB.
That wasn't a bad card.
That wasn't a bad card at all.
Nah, that wasn't a bad card at all, to be honest. That wasn't a bad card.
Summer Madness
2. I'm going to Summer Madness 2, though.
But you know what? See, you know what? You know what the problem is, though, when you think about that? Like, who do you really blame? Like, because if we're going based off of the battles, can you really blame URL or can you blame the battlers?
I'm always going to blame the battlers.
I am, too.
If it's happening on the URL stage, you know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing, I don't, you know, and Charlie Clips has said this on his blog, last year, that sometimes these niggas be saying they're going to promise them money, shit that we don't
Born
know
Legacy.
Behind the scenes.
Somebody
you know
said
what
Born Legacy. Uh-huh.
Born Legacy?
Somebody said on Twitter.
Who was on that card? I don't even remember who was on that card. I don't remember some of the names. I know the battles. I don't remember the names sometimes.
Let me see if I can get that really quick.
Yeah.
The Born Legacy.
And why he's doing that? Let me ask y'all about UW. So what happened to UW? How do you have a car that you had with Lux and all these niggas, and you're not capitalizing the next car early? I don't get that shit.
How said it again? How what?
UW. How are they not capitalizing off their last card? That shit was in January, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We're in June, almost in June, and you didn't have no card after that?
All right. Here's the Born Legacy card. It was Surf and Cliffs. Ill and Shine, Magic Will, Rock JC, Present Wave. I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that either, because I'm going to tell you right now, the same guy we had on this show a second ago, I thought Surf could have came better than that against Charlie Clips. I thought Rock battled JC, right? Thought the battle was high. I did like Will and Magic, though. I did like that. The only card out of the match I liked. And what's on there? K-Shine?
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yo, we got to pick up this convo too. We got to start picking up, man. We got a crazy on Wednesday. We have Aspect One from King of the Dot, and we got Head Fucking Ice on Wednesday. We got on Friday. Who we got Friday, fellas? Who we got?
We got my man KG the Poet coming on Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? So. chop it up with KG the Poet, see what's good.
Yo,
ahead,
ready.
You know?
Yo, let's
try
go.
To get all the guys in.
We're going to get crazy this week. You guys already know. Salute everybody that called in. This is Timbo, Mr. Boot to the Neck. Fellas.
Yo, yo, fuck with me. Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out the whole Angry Fan movement. The new blog is up.
It's your boy, Three Letter Man, a.k.a. DRE, man. You already know, man. How about your boy? Blah, blah, blah.
We out.